To understand money, we need to understand that money is basically like a language, the language of how you're doing from a point of opening yourself for the blessing of the Creator. So Joseph representing it, representing all the money, all the success that coming to this universe. If you're opening yourself enough and desire it with no shame, with no fear, then the money that Yosef HaTzadik, that Joseph the Righteous represent, of course will go up and it will be more than amazing. But if you feel guilty to receive it, don't feel victim when you don't have it. That's about the money. Second thing, Joseph was always going through a situation when everybody jealous from him, from his look, from his dream, from his money, success. And he had to move from the people who's jealous from him and find himself in Egypt to a place where he's a slave. And he was happy about being a slave. Went to prison and then become successful. What's the lesson? The lesson is, choose your environment. Environment mean people. If you're surrounded by people who don't believe in you, if you're surrounded by people who are jealous of you, if you're surrounded by people who are just not about you, you'd rather be slave to your enemy who's never going to be jealous of you, because the enemy never jealous of you. They hate you, but they're not jealous. That's why jealous people always get closer to us, and our enemy go away from us. And for that reason, God put him into a place where it seemed terrible, prison. And that's why he make his money there, and his success, and his kingdom, way more than he will make it to the place of where there is jealousy. Another thing we can connect to Joseph is the ability to be clear about what is that you need to do in this life. And clarity can come from two places. One, when you selfishly only care about yourself, so you have clarity how to fulfill that need. And when you're very clear about what do you need to do for the global community, and if you have that clarity, that's a good drive. I would like to ask you, please, to think today, whatever left of this day in a few hours, where are you in your life? Are you thinking about the global community? Or are you thinking about yourself? Sometimes you're doing a lot of great things which is benefit the global community, but it's because you want the global community to believe in you. And sometimes we do great things for the global community and we don't want nobody to know about it, but somehow it's coming around because the global community needs you. When I talk about the global community, everybody has a use for the global community. Not everybody needs to be a leader. There is people who need to cook for the global community, give money for the global community, give service to the global community, give a lecture. Everybody is good in certain thing. Find out what is yours and be part of the global community to make it better. And that's really what it's all about. I would like to take this opportunity to bless all of you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for bringing my energy and my skill out through your mind and through your soul. And through that I can help many people. Just a reminder, 2 months from today, we're celebrating here in Los Angeles, California, Rosh Hashanah. Those of you somehow cannot afford it, please call Debbie and me. We'd like to make sure it's free for you so you can afford it. So Rosh Hashanah will be totally free and you can enjoy the pray and the food, but we have a certain amount of seat and place. So just let us know before. God bless you and all the best for all of you. Thank you.